speed up interest rate hikes. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
The latest economic data have come in stronger than expected, which suggests that the ultimate level of interest rates is likely to be higher.
Federal Reserve Chairman Powell tells a Senate committee the door is open for a bigger than expected interest rate hike this month to fight stubborn inflation.
The Fed has jacked up interest rates 8 times over the past year. Powell hinted rates may need to jump higher than the current 5 to 5.5% predicted late last year. Rates are now at 4.5 to 4.25%.
Fox's Chad Pergram on Capitol Hill. Powell's suggestion a hike of 0.5 percentage point may be needed rattled the market, sending stocks plunging and Treasury yields jumping. The Dow dived 575 points. For consumers, higher Fed rates translate into more borrowing cost on credit cards, car loans, and possibly home loans. The U.S. is warning Americans again, don't travel to dangerous parts of Mexico after 2 of 4 U.S. citizens kidnapped in Matamoros are found dead and 2 others rescued.
Mexican officials confirmed that police had found Lativia McGee and Eric Williams with a wound in his leg in a small house outside Matamoros, rural area. However, Zindel Brown and Shahid Woodward were found dead in a field nearby.
Fox's William LaJunesse. The NTSB launches an investigation into the safety practices and culture at Norfolk Southern after 2 train derailments in Ohio and Tuesday's fatal accident that claimed a conductor's life. The agency's also urging the company to take immediate action to review its safety practices. And the Biden administration reportedly plans to lift COVID testing requirements on travelers from China on Friday. COVID cases have dropped in China following a winter surge. America's listening to Fox News.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
15 years after the attack, the FBI tries a different tactic to find the person responsible for attacking a military recruiting station.
The FBI is now offering $250,000 for any information on who may have been behind the blast at the Armed Forces recruiting station in Times Square back in 2008. Authorities do not have much of a description, but said the person rode a bicycle through Manhattan streets to the area of the recruiting office, set the bomb, then rode away on the bike, which was later found in a dumpster blocks away. No one was hurt in the explosion. Agents say this bomber may be linked to earlier unsolved explosions at the British and Mexican consulates in New York City. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Texas executed the killer Tuesday night. 51-year-old Gary Green died by lethal injection for stabbing his estranged wife to death and drowning her 6-year-old daughter in a bathtub in 2009. The state plans to execute another inmate on Thursday, even though his attorneys argue Arthur Brown Jr. is mentally impaired and innocent. Some Tennessee residents are trying to stop a whiskey fungus from overtaking their town.
People living near Jack Daniel's distilleries in Tennessee are trying to stop the whiskey maker from building more facilities as a whiskey fungus overtakes surrounding towns. The fungus grows on liquor that evaporates during the aging process, also known as the angel's share, blanketing houses, cars, road signs, trees, and patio furniture in black fungus. Jack Daniel's has 6 barrel houses in Tennessee's Lincoln County and wants to build more than a dozen in the future. Residents are suing the company to stop the plan over permitting and demands of proper air filtration. Jack Daniel's says it's following all legal guidelines. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
And gas prices have climbed for 7 straight days. AAA says the average is $3.42 a gallon. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.